must be difficult to go into a game knowing that you're not really sure who you're major partner in crime is
going to
be from a rebounding
perspective. For sure, but I mean, if Vic was to miss a game, obviously he's that impactful and he's that big that can't really be made up by just one person. So it's just like a team collective. Like, if you react to it emotionally, it's a lot of pressure and makes us, you know, worried or whatever. But if you look at it logically, it's just we have another 10 guys, everyone chips in an extra bucket, an extra couple of rebounds, and that picks up the slack there as it is. So there'd be more minutes and opportunity if he does miss the game for guys to step up and do that. So it's not all on one guy to do that. It's we just have to look as collective because he's just that big of a piece for us.
Just in terms of Vic and what'll happen over the next few days, can you try and ignore it and put it to the side? And because, I mean, he's such an important player, you almost need to approach it now that he's not playing, and if he does play, then it's a bit of a bonus?
Exactly right, yeah. We have to ignore that and not sort of hang in the balance and hope that he does play. Like you said, we have to prepare for the worst-case scenario, which is that he does miss it. And, yeah, just have to sort of move on. It's not the first time in Wildcats history, obviously in sporting history, this has happened. So just have to approach it. It would be gut-wrenching if that was the case, but have to just look at it logically and obviously do it as a collective.
Are you aware what's on the line this weekend, just in terms of this unbelievable streak of playoff runs? And what are you, as a new player to this club, what does it mean to you to try and make it 36 years straight for Wildcats in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously aware of it, trying to obviously reduce as much external pressure as possible and internal pressure. Reduce as much internal pressure as possible. The external pressure is going to be there. But for me personally, obviously, if I look at it emotionally, like, I would absolutely hate it to be part of the team that ended that streak, you know. So and I think everyone else feels the same way, so it really burns me up actually thinking about that and thinking that we could potentially miss this. Of course, the Cats have been in this position before, and this is sort of a big reason why I came to this club, to sort of learn how they do handle challenges like this. So I'm looking forward to playing my part in that, and then I'm just looking forward to sort of seeing how the rest of it's done by the rest of the guys that have been here before as well.
And the Challenge Friday is a pretty damn good team, isn't it? They've been playing some pretty good basketball at Illawarra.
For sure, absolutely. I mean, if we're serious about doing what we want to do, like, we're going to have to beat teams like this, and we have done before. Obviously, we've hit a little bit of a dip in form over the past little bit, so this would be a great chance for us to show that we're capable of being contenders as well.
Your desperation has been noted in the last couple of games in particular. A lot of diving on the ball and setting the example. Is that something, just because you're fit, that you now bring to the table, or have you felt that you needed to do that more?
I think it's just more being healthy. I think that my game's based off a lot of high energy. So now that I'm healthy and fit, I'm able to sort of showcase that and do that more times than not, rather than when I was hurt and trying to get back in the rhythm and getting into shape.
And your connection with Bryce, do you feel like it's starting to really hit top level? Because I noticed a couple of times, a few nice little alleys and a few nice assists from him. Do you feel like there's a connection now between you and him?
Yeah, for sure, absolutely. You know, this is one of the things I was excited about when I first signed here. So now that health have been able to play more minutes and stuff like that, to have the chance that we worked on, obviously, during the season and practice and things like that, and I felt like we've done a good job through the year of building chemistry, and I think now it's actually showing on the court, and so I've been really enjoying that. Obviously, he creates that much attention that it makes it easy for me, but I think he appreciates me trying to get him open and whatever I can to sort of get him going as well, because we obviously need him. So,
you mentioned before that coming here and wanting to know how this club handles compared to others. So Jesse and Bryce were here the last time it went down to the final round.
Yeah.
Have they spoken at all about how they handled that? Because the pressure that time was as intense as you can imagine.
Yeah, if I remember, I think they had to go into Melbourne and win in Melbourne in the last round, last game of the season. So, no, they haven't actually brought that up. So, I assume that's something that will probably get brought up, and probably as we get closer to the game. And my guess as to what it is that it's to reduce as much external noise as possible, and internal pressure as well, and just go out there and play. Because obviously, the results come as a byproduct of correct process. So I think that's what this organisation's been about for the past have many years, and I think they're looking forward to sort of leading by example in that department.
What's Scott's messaging been, especially over the last sort of few weeks where form has dipped and then you have cans? What's his messaging been since then?
It's told us, to a one, we're not as good as we thought we were, which is good. They sort of need to. I think Scott's actually handled this like situation like really, really well from a psychological perspective. I mean, to start with, he challenged us and showed us we're not as good as we are, so it stopped us in our tracks, brought us back to reality and sort of ground us in the present moment. Once we got to that point and had a look and identified the things that we needed to get better at, he then just talked us through the process cues of that. So how to replicate the things that we need to do again and again and again. So I mean, I thought it was masterfully done. As a guy's done psychology and stuff before, it's just to get us exactly where we sort of need to be and then reduce pressure by showing us, look, it's not about the results, it's just about doing this thing again and again, then over the course of the game, that add up to usually the result that you want.
It seemed like a shocker against Adelaide back a week ago, but then they went out and beat Sydney. Was it as bad maybe as what we all thought it was? Maybe Adelaide were a little better than what we probably thought?
No, I mean, they're a talented team. Like, I think the position on the ladder that they're in at this stage is a surprise. I think going into the season, would have expected them to be a lot higher. I think they're really well coached with CJ and got a lot of talented players. Re-watching that game, I re-watched it that night, and it was gut-wrenching, like, but yes, they hit some really, really good shots, and watching it, it's like, wow, like, we actually played pretty good defence in that. But I do think that at the start, letting them score 29 points or whatever it was, 30 points in the first quarter, let guys feel really comfortable. So then for the rest of the game, they're sort of hitting shots that you generally live with previous games, but because they were rolling and feeling really good, and I think that was the same case when we lost to Sydney at home as well. The hoop seems a lot bigger when you're in a rhythm, you know?
Destiny's in your own hands, but do you feel maybe Melbourne United may not turn up on Saturday against the Jack Jumpers? Would they prefer to play the Jack Jumpers in round one of a finals campaign than the Perth Wildcats?
Yeah, for sure. I 100% expect them to do that. And that's no surprise, and that's again why we have to do our job of not worrying about what other teams do, and not, if we're in a situation where we're relying on other teams, then we're obviously in trouble. But absolutely, I completely think that they're going to pack it in and rest their guys and do it for a strategic point of view, for not only rest for them but for a chance at a more favourable matchup in the first round of playoffs.